Welcome to Overthinking TV, interviewing streamers.
Hi, I'm Tony.
I'm Jay, and let me tell you something. We have the joy and the honor of meeting these new streamers from different places. I mean, around the world and all these different things, because we want to get to know them, and we want their communities to get to know them.
Yes. Because our communities get to know them.
Yeah, we want to share
communities.
Share communities. What's wrong with
Hallelujah.
That?
Hallelujah.
Let's do it. I mean, What's wrong with that? And within this, we want to make sure. Yeah, go ahead.
Introduce.
Well, you want to just
go
off
right into it.
We have the pleasure and honor of introducing this next streamer. Man, he is awesome. He's growing. I mean, he's growing so fast. And because he wants to help other people, it is
Italian hands.
Oh, Frosty.
Oh, Frosty.
Yeah. Yo, how's it going?
Yo, what's up, man? How are you doing?
How are you?
Good, good.
Sweet. Well, as you know, we were so excited when we got a hold of you. And we call this part the banter, as you wish, of how we met. And I think we
it
both
was TikTok.
Saw it. We both saw something on TikTok.
It was TikTok, yeah.
Was it you that?
It was you.
Was it me? See, It was me, Frosty.
See, I saw this TikTok I saw of him was him working out in a field talking about hay.
Hey.
Hey.
So wait, no, can you describe that a little bit? Like, hey.
So, the people I work for, like one of the side jobs that I do is like farming kind of. So we do hay, we do like corn, soybean, that type of stuff.
Wow.
So that's one of the fun jobs I get to do.
Soy. Is that like it's a milk, right? It's also
a milk. Like, yeah. It's a bean, but.
He looks at me like I'm learning, you know.
Soybean.
Soybean, right.
You can make milk out of it.
Though. Right. And we did.
It's originally a bean.
It's a bean. It's a bean. But we met you on TikTok, and you had this. We want to talk about your Discord too, and that's something that we really noticed. I know you weren't the first one, but you're one of the first ones to be like where I saw a lot of TikTok where it's like follow our Discord. Are you a small streamer? And now that's something that's becoming a lot bigger now, and I see everybody doing that. But you're one of the first. Can you like explain like what how'd you get that going?
Yeah, so a while back, me, my cousin, and a couple of buddies, we decided to make like a Twitch team type of deal. We were going to do some esports, that type of thing. But that turned like we kind of aimed more towards like helping smaller streamers because we're all small streamers and we're just trying to like grow, you know. Right. It's hard out here with, I don't know how many other streamers there are, but I think it's like a billion or something.
Right. I'm
not sure. But so we all created this Discord to like a home base type of deal, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And then we just started raffling it off on TikTok, and man, it grew. It grew fast.
Right.
2 weeks we had about like 200-300 people, I believe.
Jeez.
Right. TikTok's where it's at.
Yeah.
That's crazy. That's a great number, man.
Oh yeah, we're at I think we're at 515 or something right now.
That's crazy, wow. Man.
Yeah, and it's nuts. We're gaining like 10 followers at least a day.
How many moderators do you have in your chat?
Currently 5, including myself.
Only 5?
5,500. Oh, wow.
That's one moderator per 100.
Yeah, it's insane. It's getting a lot more active too, because you know it was like we'd have like 40 people being really active and not many of the other guys being or girls being active, but now it's like it's just like you can't read it. It's getting insane.
Yeah.
I once went into Game Theory's chat because they were talking about stuff that was happening in Fortnite, and I'm just like I read one thing and then I'm like, it's gone forever. You'll never find it again. Just trying to read for a second.
And that's a problem that you want to have.
Yeah,
it really is. I know, like for me. Like our Discord, what we're doing is growing too. But you know, in the sense of what you're doing, you want to have like where people can keep up with those things.
Oh yeah.
Like
because
you can't. I mean, you work and you have a family. It's like what are you supposed to, you know? But you're growing as a streamer, right? Do you feel like it's kind of like is it tough sometimes like growing so fast?
Oh yeah, it's insane because like I'm trying to work. I'm trying to look at my phone because my phone's going off like crazy because I'm at work all day. So it's like I'm looking at it, I'm like, okay, it's just a couple messages, and then it's like boop, it just comes down like 40 messages. I'm like, oh man, this is insane.
Yeah.
It's tough. It gets tough. time to time.
I've had that where I've been like trying to do something on my phone, and just at the top, it's just because we have a moderator Snapchat where we talk to our moderators in a group on Snapchat. It just just keeps coming. I'm like, guys, I'm trying to work on my phone right now. As I'm a graphic designer, so I have like stuff on my phone that I use to like design stuff. And if I'm trying to draw and that drop down keeps happening, I have to mute everybody.
Yeah. Oh yeah, that's the worst.
It can, you know, again, it's a good problem to have, but you need the people there set in place, which it sounds like you do. And it's like I see your, we're in your Discord, so. And
you see, I'm not. You are.
Right. Okay. Well, if one I'm of us is, we really are. I mean, we both try to get into it, but if one of us is, for sure, it's like both of us are, because we both try to upkeep each other and like say, hey, this is what's happening. But you know, yeah, we found you on TikTok, which was really great. But when you're like, when you're making like TikTok videos, like what is your, because Tony talks about algorithm. Tony's trying to learn the algorithm kind of guy. Do you know, like, what do you have a plan on like,
secret?
I don't know if you want to say your secrets, you know,
I don't really have a secret, you know, I don't even know my one, like viral, it's got like 10,000 views.
That's viral.
That TikTok is just me pointing at like an image that someone said I'm going to be big. And that was, you know, that was when it kind of like picked up, and that's really it. Right. Other than that, I just try to post daily.
Yeah.
Daily, yeah. That's
It was, I thought, I'm like, it's just Baby Yoda.
Oh no, see there it is.
Yeah, yeah, he's chilling.
He did it.
You were talking about a green screen, but dude, I love Tony, dude, like pop figures, man. Like he's the guy. Like he's, remember I was in the stream and I was talking about it. I was talking about the pop figures. I'm like, man, this is the guy right here, man.
I like pop figures. I have a lot of them.
And you have a custom, right?
Yeah, he has the
custom. Yeah, I have a custom one.
That's so cool. Hmm. Dude, you got to do that.
My wife thought about doing it for me, but you know. You know what I'm curious about? I'm curious about that jersey back there.
Ooh.
Oh, that jersey? Yeah, that's the team jersey. The you don't want a jersey. Tribe.
Oh, you guys got jerseys.
Yeah, so we so when we were back, when we were going to be like an esports team, we're like, all right, let's just like get some jerseys made up for ourselves and see how they look. And finally, after like 3 months, they finally came, and they look awesome.
I think I saw one of the TikToks with you wearing it. I was like, "That's a mean looking jersey."
That's really cool.
Oh yeah, they're fresh.
Do you have Do you have a merch store, Frosty?
Yeah, the team does have a merch store. Yeah.
Awesome. We're gonna have all those links. So Frosty's gonna send his links. We're definitely gonna have
I'll drop the link.
Yeah, we'll have them right there in our YouTube.
So if you guys want to check out anything that he has, it'll be in the links. Everything will be linked.
Yeah.
Especially the TikTok. Just got to check that out.
Yeah, the TikTok.
It will, you know, as I told Frosty before, like we saw your content. We were lurking on you for a little bit. You know, it might sound creepy, but.
I'm not creepy.
Yeah. I'm creepy. Like, because we like to, you know, it's not just about anybody. It's like you want to see what content somebody's putting out and you want to help people, but at the same time, you like, you have to do your research. Like, you have to, like, go and like see what's going on. I mean, I do it for a while. Like I'm like maybe a few times. I'm like okay, but you're. I mean, you're just that kind of person. Like you'll do it just chatting. We were just talking about that before we.
We don't do enough of those because when we get on and we play, it's usually like, all right, we're playing Fortnite. Let's go get right into Fortnite. Or we're playing Call of Duty. Let's go play Call of Duty. And we'll look over at the chat, and then I'll be like, sometimes we just need to like sit and just talk to our people.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And it's, we need to do more of that because it's important. So do you feel like just chatting is an important, like for Twitch streaming, like for you, like Twitch chat, just chatting
for me? Yeah, I enjoy it just because like, I don't know. I play like Call of Duty, Apex and Fortnite, but like, I'm not really all that great at those games. Like I can play Call of Duty, but I'm no pro. Fortnite I suck at, and Apex I'm just starting to play, so you know my content's not going to be that great on those types of games, so just chatting allows me to like interact with people more.
Right. I mean, Tony's really good at Call of Duty.
I'm competitive.
He's very, very like, you know, shoots his shots. I'm not the greatest at Fortnite, but that Fortnite
just doesn't
like,
take it seriously. That's all.
I do. Yeah. Like, we won a tournament, dude. I was like, come on. I did okay. I did not do as good as you. But we did good. Communication was...
We had great communication.
So if there's something that we're lacking, usually he's like, hey, I need you to like just tell me where they're at instead of doing... I'm like, okay.
Oh, he just starts yelling if he dies. Oh, I died. And I'm like, well, where?
I do. Like, I'm like, oh, the world. And he's like, I need to know where they're at. You know what I mean?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, but it's, you know, but we, like I said, like I'm better at Fortnite, but it's true. Like I was telling you before, like Tony and I... We're competitive players, but like in the Twitch, in the streaming realm, we're not like, you know, we're going to go to esports.
There's two types of people in the Twitch realm, and I think you might agree with this. There's funny people, and there's people who are really good. And absolutely. You're not going to make it unless you're one of those things. Mm-hmm. We're not aiming for good at games.
Yeah. And I think there's that, like, there's also a hybrid of something, which means somebody like, you know, we'll name drop him, right? I mean, I know you don't mind. Deadly Dill Gaming. And people like, and also Frosty, which you play games and like you're also really fun. I've seen you like, you know, you can talk to people. I think it's about talking to people too. Like there's a strength, right?
For sure.
Within talking to people.
For sure, absolutely. Yeah.
What do you have to say? You have anything to add to that?
No, I'm just I agree. Like if you don't like interact with your chat, they're not going to want to stick around for sure.
Yeah. Oh yeah, I'm learning that. I get pretty salty.
That's me. Like I can be a what is it? Flibbertigibbet.
Yeah. But you when you get into it when he zones in, chat doesn't exist.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
We've all been there.
How do you handle that? Do you actually like get in the zone?
Depends on the game and the scenario, but absolutely. Like I did a Call of Duty tournament and I was pretty focused on the tournament, but I also streamed and it was just like weird. I was getting angry and I shouldn't have because I knew I wasn't going to do like well in the tournament, but you know, it happens.
Was the 2v2 gunfight?
No, it was like a duo squads or something like that. And prize was $2,500.
Oh, that tournament, yeah.
We were just trying it out, testing the waters.
I don't know. I don't know if I can play with Tony with $2,500. He'll be like...
I'd be very mad.
He'd be...
I get mad as it is with nothing on the line.
Yeah, he... Yeah. Have you ever raged before on stream?
Not like a serious rage, like never like smashed anything or anything, but I have my words. Yeah.
Sometimes you got to do it for the content, you know?
Break a keyboard.
We got a fake keyboard break? That's what you just keep That'd that on awful. Hand. Keep that on hand and just pull it out when you're mad. I got a couple keyboards. I've gotten it from thrift stores and stuff.
Oh my God.
I got a couple I could smash.
That'd be really funny.
That would be good.
You know, and I love some of the questions that we wanted to get to. I mean, we already kind of touched base on. But one touch.
Don't
base.
Touch me.
Yeah. wasn't your no-no square. We're fine. I wanted to tell you, I know we sometimes ask some streamers about this as well. We talked about like you work, obviously, you know, this is like a hobby of yours to do this. And I know that you're married and you know, all these different things. How do you like, how do you schedule your, you know, how you stream or what you do? With having family and being married.
Work life and hobby balance.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, it depends. My wife is very lenient on me streaming. She doesn't really care.
Same.
And work. So work, it really varies, but I'm really busy in the summer just because of, like I said, I was, I do farming and everything and hay takes a lot of time, but in the winters it's a lot better. I could stream whenever, honestly, depending on after work, obviously around three to four ish, so whenever I want.
Oh, man. I've worked with hay before.
Yeah,
yeah.
It's not fun work, especially if you're a little allergic like I am.
You're allergic.
Oh yeah, it's.
Oh my gosh, I hate bad. It. I get hives and I get all my, you know, the snot and just it's bad. Dang. I get pretty bad.
Yeah, I get it in my nose bad too.
Man,
I like working outside. I enjoy the work, but whew, the allergies were just.
Yeah, too I mean, much. I can like, and I definitely when you're working, like you said, and you have these things that you have to do. That's nice that you know somebody believes in you to do what you need to do, and it is. Listen, and this is one thing we, you know, I think we talk about too as well. But streaming is not as easy as a lot of people think. No. You have to be really intentional. I mean, you have to be like...
Well, being successful at streaming is not easy. Being a streamer is very easy. You just need a PlayStation or an Xbox. Yeah. Being successful and being a personality and being watchable, very different.
What do you feel about that?
I think that's 100% true because I've seen many streamers that are just starting out that are like, oh, well, I need my merch store. I need this. I need that. I'm like, you're not even affiliated. Why are you trying to get your merch store and buying all this crazy stuff for stream? Why don't you, you know, you got to test it out. Make sure that you're entertaining. People like to watch you. Right. That type of stuff.
You got to work on you first.
Exactly.
A lot of it. Yeah, we definitely had a lot to work on. Still working on.
Well, I mean, we've been doing this 3 years now. We're just hitting 1K. I mean, but we're learning a lot. I think that if we could help other people get to a point, I think, do you feel that way too? Like you could help people? I mean, you guys obviously do, I think. Absolutely.
Yeah, we're really trying to help people get like I said, kind of like, I don't know the word, but used to streaming, or I don't know the word, but you know what I mean.
Dipping their toes in.
Familiar with streaming.
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. And like helping them get affiliated, that type of stuff, and teaching them that people aren't just going to come to your stream just because you're streaming. You got to reach out to people and interact with other streamers and meet people.
And that's why TikTok's amazing, actually.
Networking.
That is TikTok has revolutionized being able to like communicate with people.
Absolutely.
And that's what I was telling my wife.
And I think it's networking too, for me, and I know Antoni's in because he does it a lot too. I mean, like he totally like listens and does a lot of things within the community. But it's about like how you network, and you have to network. Like it's not like you can't just, I mean, you could just stream, like you said, if you're above a PlayStation, you do this, but you actually have to like, do your research on other people and like saying, hey, like maybe you're partying up with somebody else too. And I'll tell you what, networking for sure. We really enjoy it. And then one of the reasons why
back when there wasn't this whole thing happening, we could go to
conventions,
man. That was the best. Ugh, love conventions.
Yeah, man. No, you man, to I wanted to go to Twitch. No, I wanted to go to TwitchCon, I guess this year.
Where is it at?
It was gonna be in LA, but then they canceled it. I don't know where this like upcoming one's gonna be. I know the one was in New Zealand or something like that. Oof. Crazy, somewhere out there. So I was like, I'm not going to that one, but
We go to Guardian Con every year. There wasn't obviously one this year, but that's our big thing. We love Guardian Con.
Yeah.
What is Guardian Con?
It started out as a Destiny only convention for Destiny players, and then they expanded out. And I think last year they had. They raised $3 million for St. Jude's, And so it started out as this like small thing, and it's like grown and grown and grown. And I think Bungie didn't even have their name on it. And then last year, Bungie put their name on it and said that they're going to be affiliated with it because they raised so much. They raised $2 million the year before.
Insane.
That's insane.
Yeah, but it's down here in Florida, so come on down. Okay.
Listen, Tony and I are so desperate that I might fly to New Zealand. We might.
I'll go to New Zealand.
We're really just...
We can go visit the Lord of the Rings.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God.
The Lord of the Rings.
The Lord of the Rings.
The wizards and the powers and the Frodos. Oh, my God. Jesus.
I mean, take you.
Jesus isn't in Lord of the Rings. Boy, what a crossover that would be, wouldn't it?
It was based off the Bible, you know that, right?
I mean, it was. Okay. Well, we're not going to get into that, everybody. If you want to add us, that's fine. Oh, God. All right, guys. So we're moving on to lightning round. So what we're going to do here is, Frosty, you're going to answer 5 questions as fast as you can. Okay? Now, as fast as you can, this is how way that we get to know you, because it's going to be off the top of your head. Okay? Now, these questions you have not heard before. Okay? So we might have practiced with Frosty here a little bit.
Okay. Yep. Yeah.
So here we go. All right. So we're going to count down in 3, 2, 1. If you could be any safari animal that lives in the water, what would you be?
Lives in the water, a hippo.
Okay, awesome.
Okay, you're quick with that.
Which fast food chain restaurant do you eat at the most?
Chick-fil-A.
Ooh. Hallelujah.
Oh my gosh, dude. Just hit home so good.
Chick-fil-A. Right.
Ready? If you could be any vehicle, whether it be a water vehicle or a land vehicle, what kind of vehicle would you be?
Probably a land vehicle, a truck.
Okay.
Pickup truck. Any brand?
Any brand per se?
No specifics.
Okay. Favorite candy?
Favorite candy? I'll go Twizzlers.
Twizzlers, not red vines, right?
It's a fruit thing.
Red vines.
I like fruit stuff better than chocolate stuff sometimes. I'm sorry, that's just me.
One more.
No, this is one more. So last one is, are you ready?
Oh, yeah.
Video games. Which video game do you remember first playing?
Oof, first playing? Probably, I'm having like Excitebike pop in my head. I don't know why.
Excitebike? Are you kidding? Wow. What did that come out on?
NES. Is that Nintendo?
That's NES, yep.
Wow. That's crazy, man. Okay, so let's listen. We want to go over what we said. So you said water animal, living in safari. You said hippo. Is there a reason?
No, it was really just the first thing that came up. Plus, I mean, they are strong, you know.
I mean, their bite is pretty.
You've got, yeah, you, pretty wild. You went so specific on that. I was like, I couldn't think of an answer.
Really?
An otter? Is an otter a safari animal?
Otter is... Not,
see?
No.
See, I don't know.
That or like a crocodile, I think.
A crocodile.
Okay, but you went with hippo, and they're pretty dominant. I mean, they're pretty pretty crazy.
They are the most deadly animal in the world.
Right. And the second one was your favorite fast food chain restaurant.
Oh, Chick-fil-A.
Chick-fil-A, absolutely.
Chick-fil-A?
You're my number one.
You're my number one. We can't. Kanye West.
Shout out.
Shout out to Kanye West. was that the second one? That was...
Dude, you're the one in control.
Oh, no. Well, yeah. So, okay, number three was your favorite candy?
Favorite candy? Twizzlers.
Twizzlers. Thank God you didn't say red vines.
Because we had to red vine cancel you and everything.
Canceled. Instantly.
Canceled. And then number five was, you remember, number four was, no, I missed one. I don't have it because I deleted it. What was number two? What was number two, Frosty?
You asked.
No, it was Hippo.
Chick-fil-A. Twizzlers.
Twizzlers.
Excitebike.
There's one missing.
There's one missing.
I think you missed you didn't ask a fifth question.
I didn't ask a fifth question?
No.
Oh, we'll edit it.
Whatever.
Yeah. Oh, no. You said what vehicle.
What vehicle is it?
Yeah, because it was a truck.
Yes.
There's no brand.
So wait, is there there's no brand. I'm a big, never mind, I'm not going to say it because I feel like we'll get added.
What brand?
I like Chevys.
Like a rock.
Is that rock. Is that Chevy? No.
Dodge?
I think it is.
Like a rock. Yeah. Whoa. Anyways, yes. So listen, and the reason why we asked you these questions, and you said you're like a truck, and that's, I mean, I like trucks too, but we're saying Excitebike. That was the first game you remember playing.
Yeah, I don't know why that's popping up.
Does it just take you back when you think of a game like NES, all this stuff? Like, do you just like, do you remember like sight smells and stuff like that?
Oh yeah.
Right? I feel like I do, man. I feel like I'm just living there. I feel like I'm there at the moment. One game that I specifically is the N64 Mario game. Like the noises, the sound.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. That's a big one.
You played N64 Mario?
I think I have, yeah.
Oh, my gosh.
I'm trying to remember it. I don't really remember.
I think that was the first game I ever beat.
Was it?
No. Maybe.
Not for you.
I beat a Double Dragon on NES.
We played Double Dragon before. We're not going to talk about that. There's some clips. There's some clips we had to delete on Twitch. Anyway,
oh boy.
That wasn't that bad. I mean, literally, our stream today was worse.
Yeah, it was.
Much worse.
It was. Anyways, we're not going to talk about our stream. So we're going to talk about you. So listen, that was lightning round. Frosty, again, dude.
Hey, you are amazing, man.
Now, listen. The reason why we just want your community to like get to know you. You know, like maybe they didn't know that you'd be a hippo.
Choose a hippo, yeah.
Dude, the hippos are amazing. Hungry Hippos is a great game, by the way.
Good games.
But now we're going to move to one of our favorites. Okay.
15 minutes.
What's that?
15 minutes.
15 minutes. Do you want to cut it here and restart?
No, go ahead. We got 15 minutes.
Good.
Yeah. Don't explain as much. Just you know how to play trivia.
I'm a talker. So
yeah, I know.
All right, so guys, what we're gonna do now. What we're going to do next is streamer versus streamer. You're going against Tony, okay? Now, if you take down Tony, that means the next streamer that comes on has to, has to go against me, okay? So, and I'm going to ask you a serious question. Tony has not seen these questions, I swear to you, okay? So we're going to start this. You're going to go against Tony. Now, we'll see. I've made these some of these are multiple choice. Some of them are true or false, okay? We're going to the first one, okay? Which is, these are all Call of Duty based, by the way. Could be 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Whatever the war zone, Call of Duty. Call of Duty's daily players could fill blank of the world's largest stadiums. How many stadiums? So here's a question again: Call of Duty's daily players could fill blank of the world's largest stadiums. Is it 80? Is it 90? Or is it 120?
That's a dumb question.
You don't know it though.
Why would I know that?
I'll go with C.
Okay, so you're going with B. 120. You're going
you gotta
with.
You got to keep them. Tell it all at the end. Yeah.
Okay, got it. So you're going with how much?
I'm gonna go with B. 90.
90. You're going with 120 there, Frosty. Okay. Are we gonna give the answers at the end?
And at the end.
Okay.
Yeah.
Here we go. Next one. Okay, this is true or false. Okay. Modern Warfare was the first M-rated Call of Duty game. True or false?
False.
Okay.
I'll go false.
You can go with false.
Yeah.
Okay. And we're remembering
no
our
way.
Answers. Okay. Okay.
No way.
Blank million people have played Call of Duty. Okay. This means out of everything right now. Blank million people have played Call of Duty. Is it 200 million? Is it 100 million? Or is it 300 million?
That's
200 million.
Going with 200?
I'm going to go with 200. 200 million. Yeah.
Okay, so you're going.
We have to go the same because I'm like.
Yeah, might as well.
Okay, so
that's
you're
such a good middle ground.
Okay, so you're both saying 200 million people have played. Okay, next one is also a true or false. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Modern Warfare 3 made more money than Hollywood during its launch. True or false? Let me read that again. Modern Warfare 3 made more money than Hollywood during its launch.
Hollywood what?
Just Hollywood in general.
The entire county?
Yeah. Hollywood, yes.
Are you talking about the film?
I don't even know when it launched.
Yes.
Modern Warfare 3?
Modern Warfare 3 made
more
money.
I'll go with a yes.
True.
2007.
I mean, you both kind of
so vague, I don't know what to think about. Because it could be yes or no, because it's such a vague statement.
Hollywood in general, like the...
What do you mean?
I'm
going to say no.
False.
False.
Okay.
Because
we're splitting our answers here. No, that's okay.
Because I'm just splitting it because it's a weird question.
Okay. You know, it's supposed to be.
It's not fair.
Supposed to be tough. Okay. Last question. Okay. Blank billion care packages have been dropped.
Oh my gosh.
Blank billion care packages have been dropped. Is it 40? Is it 50? Or is it 31?
Go ahead.
That's tough.
Frosty.
I'll go with the highest, 50.
50, okay.
I'll go with 31 because it's not an even number.
Okay. Okay, so we have, you guys have...
This is weird trivia, man.
Listen, I had to make it tough.
You have to be such a specific nerd.
He's upset. He's upset because...
I'm mad, yeah. I'm not going to show it, though.
He wants to win. Okay. Now, Call of Duty's daily players could fill blank of the world's largest sports stadiums.
He said 120, I said 90.
It's 80.
It's 80. We're both wrong.
80 of the world's largest stadiums. I'm sorry. No points.
I was closer.
But we can't get it. Has to be right on. Okay, next. Okay, let's go. Modern Warfare was the first M-rated Call of Duty game. True or false? You said.
I said, wait, if it was the first.
It was the first.
We both said false.
We
both said false.
True. It was the first M-rated game.
For what?
Just it was the first M-rated game. He's so upset.
I'm getting mad.
I told you have to make them tough, dude. This is actual
that's
trivia.
Tough.
Okay. Blank million people have played Call of Duty. Okay. And you said now we had 200, 100, or 300. You said
I said 200. He said 300.
Would you know it? You said three. It was 100 million people.
What?
Call of Duty.
These are some hard questions.
Dude, I'm
they're not hard. They're stupid. That's what they are.
Okay, here we go. Nobody's awarded points
it's
yet.
Just like talk about the guns or what gun was in certain games. Like,
I was trying to make it tough.
You're giving us statistics. Stats.
I'm trying to make this
stats
call
are stupid.
Okay, we'll do it for next.
Look yeah, at I'm that. Going to.
It's getting heated. I love it. Okay, true or false? Modern Warfare 3 made more money than Hollywood during its launch.
He said true. I said false.
Okay, it is true. Frosty oh, got
Frosty,
a point.
Got a point.
Oh, yes.
1 point.
Yeah. Look at that.
More money than Hollywood. The city.
No, Holly. Do you understand what it was?
No,
Hollywood.
Did you understand the question?
Movies and the entertainment. Hollywood.
See? Shaking his head. No,
it's Hollywood. Right, yeah. What are you talking? Comment down below if you understood what we meant.
Who would? That's so vague. If you said it made more than, what's a movie? Bad Boys 3.
Either way, Frosty.
Two.
He got
if it. If it made more money than Bad Boys 2 when it came out, that's a specific thing that I can compare it to.
Hey, Frosty.
But when you say Hollywood, there's no way to measure that.
But guess what, Frosty? You're in the lead, dude. Okay, here we go.
I'm winning. Here we go.
31 billion care packages have been dropped.
Oh, I win.
You
We're
got
tied.
That right, Frosty. You said 50.
Yep.
31.
Yeah,
You're
I said
tied.
The
tied.
We tied, but I got closer on that first one. So I'm just
it doesn't matter. So this means that I have to don't. So don't look. This is our tiebreaker.
Got a bonus question.
I got
tiebreaker.
A bonus question. Okay.
Oh boy, here we go.
Okay. Here we go. Don't. He's not looking. He's not looking.
I'm looking at you.
Okay. Okay. Hang on. Okay.
Here we go.
What was the fastest selling Call of Duty game? Was it Modern Warfare 2 or 3? Out of those
I'd say 2.
I'm going to say 3.
Okay. It was 3. Tony got it.
Because remember, it sold more than Hollywood, remember?
Okay, you know.
Yeah.
Remember, it sold more than Hollywood? Yeah.
That is true.
Hey, dude, if you want to, I'll give you this page, okay? It gives you all the stats, gives you everything. I'll give it to you, okay?
Oh, it's not even official?
It's official. Of course it's official. My God. Dear God, we need Taylor here to like,
yep.
to like, we have our producer who couldn't be here tonight. She would be doing, but
she had to go home to her family.
She had to go home to family. Frosty, I'm so sorry. You came so close. 1-2.
So close.
Tony.
Still the reigning champ.
Wow. Okay.
Where's my belt?
There is no, I'm going to give you the belt in a second.
You need to get a belt.
But Frosty, we were going to do RuneScape, but we just thought we'd do Call of Duty because, I mean, it's big right now. I mean, it's just what it is.
Call of Duty back.
That makes sense.
RuneScape was when I was like a kid, man.
I know. That would have been.
Yeah, that was high school, middle school.
Talk about tough, man. Imagine RuneScape trivia for you guys.
Yeah, but you'd look it up on some stats site. How many people have logged into RuneScape in the last 5 minutes?
I give you multiple choice. You want me not to
you
give
you
multiple
choice? You want me to give you
multiple
choice? I give you multiple choice.
Look at this.
Up.
Look
Shut
at
up.
This. He's so up. Salty, dude. He's so salty. Is it because
it
wasn't...
sold more than Hollywood?
Yeah.
Dumb question.
That's a great... I'll send you.
We'll see it.
Yeah.
We'll see.
Yeah, it's good. So, man, you won. It's okay.
I know. I'm still salty about the stupid questions you asked.
Listen, hey, whenever it's my turn, which it will, if it will ever
he
be
said
my turn.
It. He said it was a dumb question.
Well, it's, you know.
Well, he said it didn't make sense. He didn't say it was dumb. I'll give him the benefit.
It's trivia, man. You gotta, it's got to be tough.
It was an odd question, for sure.
Trivia is, here are facts.
Yeah.
And things that you can look at and see.
Maybe you just got to be good at the game, dude. You know? I beat him a lot of times at different games, and he acts the same way. So, but you still won. You still won. Okay. Oh, no. So listen, look, Frosty. He said you beat him. Okay. Jeez.
Okay. I beat him.
Okay.
Yeah.
Congratulations, Frosty.
I got the L. I got the L in my head.
Do you know what we won though?
You got one.
Friendship.
Oh.
We won friendship.
Perfect. So
that's you know.
Flew away.
Tony and I's friendship is flying away right now. All right. So. Frosty, maybe next time if you're ever on the channel again, maybe you can battle Tony again. That'd be really great.
I'll welcome it.
And I'll have better questions next time.
You better.
So, man, I just got to learn my
lesson.
Just
have Taylor write them.
Yeah, right. This is why we have a producer. So anyways, but, you know, Frosty, it's been so awesome, like, just getting to know you and different things in your community and how you want to help people. And within this, I know we're coming close to our outro here and things that we have to do, but can you like give some advice to somebody who is like an up and coming streamer that is connecting, networking, different things like that? on social platforms. Do you have anything you'd like to say to them?
Yeah, I mean, it's definitely definitely get on TikTok, Twitter, and be like socializing with people, other streamers, people that just have video games in like their titles or anything or whatever. It depends on the platform, but definitely post Twitter, TikTok, that type of stuff.
Yeah,
definitely branch out.
Posting is important. Also, you know, making a schedule too, which is something we have to start doing more of now that we have more time in our hands.
Do you schedule out your episodes? Like, do you schedule when you're getting on? Do you tell people?
No, that's something I need to personally work on as well. Sure.
I mean, it's
we all need to work on.
What's tough, you know, especially when you have a life outside of gaming and you have a life, you know, with what you're doing with work, you know.
Oh yeah.
It's tough, you know. But yeah, and I think that, you know, for just seeing you, because, you know, Tony and I started to notice you on TikTok, yeah, but if it wasn't for TikTok, we wouldn't have.
Oh, yeah, we wouldn't know the majority of the people we play with now.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
We're going to get ready to, this new season's kicking off. You're our first person in this, technically, awesome. You're our first person in this new season. We had to take a break for a little while, but now we're back. And now that we're back, I mean, we're talking to a bunch of people. We're going to get a bunch of people on here. You're kicking it off right now.
Let's go.
Do you have any, like, anybody you want to shout out, like any like other streamers that you, or anybody in particular
shout out? I mean, I'd like to shout out Father Son Gaming, FSG. That's who actually inspired me to start streaming.
Nice.
Yeah.
Father and Son Gaming.
Yeah, they're cool guys. Hilarious.
That's awesome.
Are they actually father and son?
Yes. Yeah, they are. Their father son is funny.
It'd be funny if they weren't. I'd be like, are you guys father and son? No.
That's what we call ours now. Who's the dad?
Who's the daddy? Well, I guess you would be.
Why would you say daddy?
I shouldn't have said daddy. That's weird. It's always when you add daddy to it, it's always really weird.
I don't know if you can see, but my eyes are real large right now.
Right, daddy? Jesus.
Yep.
Oh my God!
We good, bro?
We're not cutting that out. No, because
gotta keep it.
Yeah, keep it, man. We gotta keep it. Yeah, we also want to make sure that your again, your O'Frosty, your links are going to be here in the YouTube links and also the Spotify,
your Discord. Did you want your Discord in there as well?
Yeah, you guys for sure. Anyone that's just starting out streaming, that's looking to meet a bunch of other streamers or just people that like the game, definitely join the Discord. It's Unwanted Tribes Discord. We'll drop the link, obviously.
Yeah,
absolutely. And is there anything, just before we close, is there anything like within the Discord that you like? I know you have different channels, different things, like is there anything like what to expect when they get into the Discord?
We're not a follow for follow, so if you join and you're just expecting people to follow you, that's not going to happen. So that's one thing. And then if you're not going to interact with people or be active in the chat, no one's going to come to your channel just because you're linked to the Discord, your Twitch or whatever is linked to Discord. Just because you're going live doesn't mean people are going to come in. Like, they just
Nice. It's a good thing too. I know follow for follow can be strenuous, and it's like, yeah, that's really good. That, and it's, you want people to communicate
but a lot of the time with those follow to follow things, and I'll just say this is a controversial thing, it's typically a scam. And as I've seen, when you do this follow for follow, instantly if somebody will unfollow you as soon as you follow them, you won't notice because you've just followed so many people that you won't see that somebody unfollowed you. So it doesn't even work out in the long run.
It doesn't do anything for you.
Right, and that's actually great advice from you and Tony, because it's like, when we say scam, I mean, we highly recommend that you don't, right, do that kind of stuff, because it's like, it's about building communities and like talking to people and having communication, you know. You'll have a lot of people that are stagnant. We have people stagnant in our Discord, I'm sure.
Yeah,
so it's like, but we want to talk to them, and we want to be like, hey.
That's anywhere.
Yeah,
we have 1,000 followers on our channel. And we have constant 13. There's going to be some people that aren't there.
Yeah. But it's awesome taking the Discord route and your TikTok and your Twitter, like you were saying.
Twitter.
Yeah.
That's how I did it.
Wow.
That's how I started on Twitch. I streamed for like 2 months without like with one viewer, and then I just started finding people on Twitch and Twitter, met a bunch of friends, and that's how I ended up growing my channel.
Nice.
Before TikTok, yeah.
Yeah, Twitter, I've been messing around with Twitter now. I just cannot find the place. Yeah, I can't find a place in it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's a little strange for me because it's just this like words back and forth. Somebody, I think I talked to some sponsors through there once, but other than that, nobody ever follows us. It's just kind of difficult. I gotta find the secret out for that one.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think they also probably moved to TikTok because TikTok is like crazy right now.
Oh yeah, definitely blowing up.
Yeah, it's because it's the networking. Like, it's awesome. You give you
and it's just fun.
It is fun. Really positive too. I mean, I know there's some aspects of TikTok that are, everything is social, that is going to have its negative.
Can't help that.
But definitely TikTok, when we first saw it, was like, wow, so many people are saying so many great things about each other, saying like, hey, like, even like, whoever you are, you're doing a great job. Those things where they point, you know, where you point, like, it's like, it's awesome.
Do it again.
I have to say, out of all the messages, I really have zero negative comments on my TikTok.
Mm-hmm.
There's like a couple silly comments on the Fortnite stuff that I do, but that's just, you know, that's a little kid
that's
thing.
Fortnite.
Like,
it's clout.
But yeah.
that's Fortnite.
Yeah.
Exactly.
And, you know, also too, everybody who's watching this, we are going to party up with O'Frosty too. Whenever we can, you know, and anytime that we can help promote you and our channel, can our community can get to know you a little bit better. We're totally cool with that. And, you know, vice versa,
definitely.
You'll see us. So in our future streams here, you'll definitely see us partied up with O'Frosty.
Yep.
So is there anybody else, man, you want to shout out whatever you want before we end it, man?
Save it up to the kids.
I mean, you can go to my Twitch, twitch.tv/OFrosty. The O is a zero. I'll see you there.
That's awesome, man. yeah, man. So with that being said, it was really great talking to you. You know, we'll keep you in the loop. Please keep us in the loop. And
I was just waving.
Absolutely.
Oh, you thought you were high-fiving.
No, I'm not going to high-five you.
That was like awkward.
I know.
I was like, what are you doing?
Virtual high-five.
Because I felt your arm hair. Oh, my gosh, dude. Oh, dude. Oh. But yeah, so. Sorry to get. But we really appreciate it, man. Thank you so much for doing this.
Taking time out of your day.
Thank
you for the opportunity, for sure.
Yeah, man.
It was fun. Had a blast.
We're always here for you. So anytime, anything.
We like to have a lot of fun.
We do. Just can't get over your arm.
Say bye, everybody.
Yeah, right. Everybody, so we had fun talking about Frosty. Until next time, please follow his socials. Please follow his TikTok, his Twitch, and what he's got going on his Twitter. We can't wait to see you guys next time on Overthinking TV, interviewing streamers. Until next time, say bye, Tony.
Bye, Tony.